We talk about this every year. You guys make your list. Doesn't matter what picks you have or picks you don't have, but does it change a little bit knowing that you're probably going to be picking at 26? Does it give you a little bit more buzz going into Friday night?
We're always ready. Like, you know, we always prepare the same way. So having a 26 pick is it's fun. We're excited. We're embracing it. It's a challenge at 26. It's a challenge in this draft year just because of the wide variance of player type that's available, that we think will be available at 26. So it's a challenge for sure, but it's a good challenge. It's one the guys have really, like I said, embraced is the word. They're looking forward to the draft tomorrow, and we've done most of our prep work now, so now we just wait around.
Conroy said that usually when you're honing in on that first pick, it takes like an hour to, said this time it's 3 hours to finalize the list. How come it's been so difficult to, you know, finalize the grouping that you want there at 26?
It hasn't been difficult. It's been challenging. And the reason is because, as I stated, it's a wide variance of player types. This sort of reminds me of 2012. And when I say player types, you have big mobile defensive defensemen, you have small skilled forwards, you have playmaking centers, you have well-rounded, versatile wingers. There's goaltenders. So it's such a wide variance of the player type that I find in our group, it's harder to meld those guys into a ranking order. So, like, what is more valuable, a defensive defenseman who's going to play 28 minutes with a real good offensive guy, or a top nine 200-foot center? So those are the challenges we go through specific to this draft and this ranking, and that's why it's been taking so long. And we've gone back and forth, and we're there. And it's going to be interesting how it plays out, and we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But like I said, it's been fun. It's been a challenge, and we're just going to go forward now.
So philosophically, so what does it come down to when you have to make those decisions? When you say there's such a wide variance of players, what are the determining factors of slotting one over another?
Who's going to be the best player for the longest time in the NHL? It sounds simple, but that's what it is. We tried to stay away from size. We tried to stay away from recent history. You try to stay away from what's fresh in your mind from how our season ended. We didn't do it based on our prospect base. We just tried to keep everything tight as far as what's the best available guy at 26.
When you talk about recent history, is that recency bias? Is that what you're taught, like what they did at the Memorial Cup or what they did in a play? Like, is that what you're trying to guard against, putting too much stock into?
No, it's trying to guard against watching the Stanley Cup playoffs and seeing a certain type of team win or a certain type of team lose, or how your team did, or what you see your team as what they may need now, which we can't correct with the 26th pick this week. So that's the recency that I'm talking about. We want to use history based on the draft and what's the best player available, not based on a need, specifically how the last month of our season ended or watching the Stanley Cup, the final four teams or whatever it is.
So that's when sticking to the values and the criteria and the priorities that you set out as a scouting staff, that's where it really comes in, I would imagine.
That's where your conviction and your the test of your strength in what you believe in going forward. And I think that starts at the top. I think Tree sets that tone that we're going to stick to this. We're going to stick to our criteria and not what happened a month ago or 2 months ago. And that makes it obviously easier for me. And then I can really let that message to the scouts. And then they're right on board with, it just sets it very clear for us going forward.
So when you talk about such a wide variance of players and it's your turn to pick at 26, is it as simple as you've made your list, you just pick from the top player on the list, or what are the mitigating factors that come into it when you get to your first pick?
No, we got a list. We'll have it in order. I think we finished at 1 to 62. The only thing that would come into play would be the goaltender. If there's a goaltender at 26 that we think is available that's worth picking at 26, we've talked it out, and we think there is one. So then it's just a philosophical decision on whether you take a goalie at that spot or not. We have a separate list for goalies, but we have them slotted in where we would take them, and then that comes down to organization and without taking the scouts off the hook, it would be Tree's decision to, okay, take the goalie here or not take the goalie here.
So that's got to be in, because if you have the goaltenders off to the side in a separate ranking, trying to slot them in, where how challenging a process is that?
It's the same. It's the same as trying to slot a defensive defenseman versus a second-line winger. It's the same. It's the same thing you're trying to do. You're trying to get the best player at that spot and the best asset. And goalies are tougher. We talk a lot about goaltending, and we don't have a goalie whisperer, so to speak. So we keep working at it. We get as many people involved. But I think Tree knows what's going to happen at 26. I mean, I have a good feeling that the goalie is not going to be there at 26. But if he is, we'll sit at the table. Or if it gets close to it, and our goalie that we would take at 26 is sliding, then Tree will, we'll be ready for it at 26.
Jesus.
We're not going to make this decision like 5 seconds before we pick. It'll be done like 2 or 3 picks. If the goalie's there, we're taking him. That'll be how the conversation goes with Tree usually.
There are some who are hard and fast. Well, you can't take goalies in the first round anymore. Look what happens. And there's some who's like, well, you know what? It's situational. What's your belief? Because goaltending is turned into the least scientific thing, it seems.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. I've had conversations with Don Maloney and Tree and our scouting staff and our goalie coaches. We've gone through a lot, and there's no sure things, right? But you look at some of the top goalies in the league and guys that are playing for the top teams. Tuukka Rask was a first-round pick. Carey Price, obviously, Vasilevsky, Corey Schneider. I mean, there are guys out there that are first-round picks that are really good, solid players. And then the flip side says there's more goalies in the league playing that are starters that weren't first-round picks. So we just do it by ability. That's how we do it. Like, is a guy worth the first-round pick? It's not because he's a goalie. We wouldn't take him. Like I said, we have a goalie that we would take at 20. We have rated in that spot, but it becomes philosophical more.
From a quality standpoint, what type of player is 26 likely going to bring when you take into account this draft and all the ledges and stuff like that?
I think it's going to be a good player. I think it's going to be a player that's not going to step in the next year or two. But I think in 2 or 3 years, this guy will be knocking on the door to be an NHL player.
How deep overall is this draft?
I've described it around to people who've asked me the same question as forward rich in the top 10, 12 picks, then a lot of defensemen, then everything. So I think at 26, like I said, that's our big challenge. There's going to be a lot of good players, very different types of players available. So it's a good draft. I'm excited. If Tree adds a couple picks, I'd be really excited. So, right now we're at 26 and 88, and moving down, it'll be harder to move up, but the chance to move down is usually there, 5 picks before you make it, because somebody's sliding that a team behind you wants. So we're on our toes. We're ready for that scenario. We went through all the scenarios, how far you'd move down without moving out of a grouping that you like. So that's just going to happen on the floor more than it'll happen in the before that.
More and more, it seems like draft to draft, there's a lot of the, geez, at this point, it's everything. And is the difference now just kind of when that ledge hits from draft to draft?
Yeah, every draft is different. Every draft, I think there's going to be one defenseman taken in the top 10. If two go, I wouldn't be surprised, but I think it's going to be one defenseman. And then I think you're going to see a lot of defensemen go. And typically with the goalies, the same thing, right? Like, if there's a goalie taken in the first round, whoever takes the second goalie, which would probably be in the second round, there's going to be five out of the next 20 picks are going to be the
start to run,
goalies.
Right?
So that position is unique in that sense. But I think after, I'm going to say 15, I think it goes all kinds of different directions this draft. And there's going to be guys we have ranked 35th who are going to go 20th, and there's going to be guys we have ranked 20th that are going to go 35th. So that's the variance you're talking about. That's what you're talking about, how it's going to go all over the place. But it's going to go all over the place because there's lots of good players.
What happens, you've done meetings on this Thursday, what happens between now and when you get to the draft floor on Friday? Is it just finalizing or things set? Like, what is the 24 hours or so lead up to the first round like for the scouting staff?
So for the last 2 days, 8 o'clock to basically 3 o'clock, we've gone pretty hard. So now, right now is the time to just you sort of chill out, walk around this beautiful city in the sunshine, and then, you know, you reflect on, you we'll go over a list. We won't do it as a group, but guys will look at their list if there's any other information out there. It's just reflection. It's just making sure you got all your information and that you're ready to go. And tomorrow morning we'll meet at, in the morning, and Tree will give us his final, like, here's where we are, this is what we're going to do, and nothing's happening or something is happening, and our list will be in order, and he'll ask his pointed questions about certain players and certain spots on our list, and we'll answer them, and then I'm going to say by 10 o'clock we'll be ready to go.